Just a great, great friend, just a great Christian man. I'd like to ask Brother Andrew Barnes to come up here and preach. And I'm kidding, happy Atheist Day today. But we're going to be in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. I was just joking around. I don't know if you guys got that. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. It's an honor and privilege to give the word tonight, and tonight I want to preach a message called Supporting Those Who Serve. Supporting Those Who Serve. I'm just going to go away from the wisdom lessons that we've been having from Proverbs. And we all know in 2 weeks we've got our conference, Sela Conference. That's coming up in 2 weeks' time. And so I kind of want to talk about that tonight. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9, it says this, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not." You know, a couple of years ago, my family and I were serving in Port Macquarie. Of course, some of you have been down there. The young adults have been down there, and they watched the Queenslanders lose to the New South Welshmen that night. And right, I think that was how it went. But the Lord was doing something in our lives at that very moment. In my life, and I just want to be transparent with you tonight, I was having a really hard time. It was probably one of the lowest times that I've ever had in my ministry. Never felt anything like it in all the years that I've been in the ministry. Just a couple of years ago. And it was just a really, really tough time. But I remember coming to a conference, and of course called Leadership Conference before Sela Conference. And I remember how important this conference was to me. And tonight I just want to pour out my heart and I want to share with you my heart to show you how important this conference is. And I want to help us tonight to be able to help you again, maybe be who you were to me 2 years ago and do that again this year. And so I want to talk about supporting those who serve, okay? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for this time that we can look into your word. Thank you, Lord, for all your grace and your mercy upon each and every one of us. We truly don't deserve it. Lord, you know my life. I'm just a sinner held by clay. Just clay held by your grace, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that tonight that you'd just use me as a mouthpiece. I pray, Lord, Holy Spirit, I pray that you would speak to our hearts. I pray, Lord, that you would stir our hearts, Lord, and motivate us tonight to do something, Lord, perhaps that may seem very minimal, but so great in the whole grand scheme of things. And I pray, Lord, tonight that you'd help us to be attentive. And I pray, Lord, that perhaps if there's someone here tonight that doesn't know you as their own personal Savior, I pray, Lord, that we'll be able to show them after the service from the Bible how they could have that relationship with you and how they can be saved and on their way to heaven. Bless us right now, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In a couple of weeks' time, our building will be full of pastors. It'll be full of missionaries. It's going to be full of Christian workers. It's going to be full of laymen, deacons, and their families. These are people who've given their lives to serving God year after year and not wanting anything in return, but just to serve God. And tonight I want to focus on this. How can we be a help to our guests who will be here for Sela? How can we help our guests who will be here for Sela? How can we encourage? How can we support and how can we lift up those who've been serving so faithfully? Who knows? God may use us. God may use us to be the very reason that a pastor stays in the ministry. That was in my case. We could be used by God to probably perhaps encourage a missionary who's thinking of leaving the mission field, and it could be that extra jolt of encouragement to keep him going on the mission field. Maybe we could be helping that Christian worker or that deacon or whoever it may be to keep serving the Lord and keep on going. Tonight, I want to focus on four things, four ways that we can help during this conference. During CELA conference, I just want to hone in four things. First, I want to talk about how we can encourage the weary. Then I want to talk about helping them to take the next step in ministry. And then I want to talk about some practical ways that we can provide spiritual support. And then lastly, be a source of ongoing hospitality and care. And so hopefully by the end of tonight, hopefully each and every one of us will find something or some way we can serve those who will be here in a couple weeks and those who faithfully serve. And so let's get into it. The first thing I want to talk about is encourage the weary. What should we do in 2 weeks at the CELA conference? Well, first of all, we can encourage the weary. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 to 25 says this, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching." Now, as I came to conference, I remember I felt battered. I felt bruised. I felt so worn out. The spiritual battle that I was going through, I just felt, man, how am I going to get out of this? But I remember coming to conference a couple of years ago, and it was in July, amen, in the middle of winter, raining. We don't get snow here, we get rain, torrential rain, every day of conference, amen. But I remember coming to conference. I felt like a fish out of water. I was new to Australia. I grew up in Australia, but I've been away for so long. But I remember just being a fish out of water. I didn't know anyone. I wasn't connected with everybody, the pastors, since I've been gone. I felt alone. I didn't know. I felt ashamed. But I remember when someone came up to me and introduced themselves. I won't tell you who. But they asked about my ministry. They introduced themselves and they were telling me how much it meant that I was in the ministry and helping others. You know what that did for me? It encouraged me. It helped me. And I was very weary. There were many times that in my ministry I felt like quitting. But I remember coming to conference and seeing just the scores of Christian workers who were still faithfully serving and how they came up and they were interested in what I was doing for the Lord. And they were interested enough to ask those questions. I remember when they would be interested enough to say, "Hey, look, brother, I'm praying for you. Is there something we can do for you?" And man, our guests that are coming in 2 weeks' time, we don't know what they're going through. The ministry is a hard place to be in. Someone once said the ministry would be great if it wasn't for people. But the ministry is people, amen? And so we've just got to soldier on. And we love people. And if you don't love people, don't be in the ministry, amen? But many of these who've labored, they've passed it year after year, decade after decade, and just toiling on, just in the middle of nowhere. And they're going to be here in a couple of weeks. There may be missionaries, and we had the opportunity to go see the Wilsons over at over in PNG. We think, man, they're on a tropical island, you know. Oh, man, they can just lie down on a boat and get sunburnt and just lie there for, 4 hours. Where's Greg? Man, that's the life to live. Do you know how lonely it is for a missionary to be on a remote island, just toiling and toiling and toiling? You know, the Wilsons will be here in a couple of weeks. There'll be other missionaries who've been on the mission field for years, and they haven't seen home for a while, perhaps, and they probably feel like they're quitting. There's probably a deacon. They say, "Oh, why am I a deacon in the first place? Well, why am I doing this? Maybe there's a choir member, a choir director who says, man, these choir members, they're such nuisances, man. I'm usually the nuisance, right? They might be thinking, man, I just want to quit. What is the point? And we don't know who is coming in 2 weeks, but I can guarantee you that there's someone, at least one person who's going to be here who is weary, who's tired. Perhaps they're at their point where they're saying, you know what, forget it. I don't want anything to do with the ministry. I don't know who it is. But can I encourage you tonight? Encourage the weary. In 2 weeks, let's just forget about our problems. Let's just forget about the things that we've got to do. I know we're all busy during conference. I know we've got this to do. We've got that to cook. We've got that to take care of. And we're everywhere, right? But set all that aside. I mean, not the response, but keep doing that. But as you're doing that, I want you to also be thinking of the people who are coming and think about, just pretend and think about what can they possibly be going through right now? We don't know, someone might be going through some health problem. Somebody perhaps is having a tough time with their kids. Somebody's having church problems. We don't know. And I want to encourage you tonight, in a couple of weeks, would you encourage the weary? Here's some things that we can do. We could, hey, first of all, we can put on a smile. Let me see those smiles. Let me see those pearly yellows. Yeah, we can smile. I'm starting to think that we can't smile, but smile. Look in the mirror. Just do this. And then just exercise that a little bit. Just kind of, if you massage it a little bit, it eventually come up. And then it just does it. And then it just stays, right? I'm trying to get you to smile, guys. I'm not being serious here. But first of all, hey, let's smile. Let's be the most smiling church that these people have ever seen. Man, welcome to conference. Oh, I'm so glad you're here. You know all the things that we had to do for you to come here. Do you know what we've been through? Do you know what I've been slaving away cooking? No, put that aside and just put on a smile. Just fake it till you make it. I'm glad you're here. Be genuine. Just smile. Another thing we can do, greet them warmly when they arrive. When they come, man, they're tired. If you can imagine somebody coming back from war, you know what they want? They want to see you. And I want you to just imagine these people who've been laboring, and as they come, man, they're tired and they're waiting. Sela, man, we Sela conference. I can't wait. In a fellowship with some people. Man, just be excited when they come and greet them. Man, if they're from Faith Baptist, give them a big hug because that's what they do over there. Give them a kiss on the cheek, okay? I think that's the custom over there. But man, greet them warmly when they arrive. Introduce yourself. Say, hey, my name is Andrew. I'm going to be Andrew Barnes the whole conference, okay? We've got this thing. We're going to confuse people. Anyway, hey, I'm Andrew Barnes, and I'm 6 foot tall. And ask them about their ministry. Introduce yourself to someone you don't know. Ask them about where they're serving and what they do. Be interested in what they're doing, okay? Here's another thing. Just encourage them. Say, hey, you know what? I'm so glad that you're serving God in Timbuktu somewhere. I'm so glad you're serving in Tasmania or in Perth or in Suffering for Jesus in Fiji, and they're suffering for Jesus too, okay? There's some struggles. But man, just straight up encourage them. Write notes of encouragement or messages of thanks to them. Say, hey, thank you for coming. Slip them a note and say, hey, thank you. Offer to pray for them. Perhaps they're just struggling on the spot. Say, hey, can I pray for you? I know it's got to be hard. Can I just pray for you? Pray for them. Write their names down and promise to pray for them. And do it. Okay, don't be one of those, I'll pray for you, brother. I'll pray for you. What's your name again? Just pray for them. Write their names down, okay? We're basically trying to gain an interest in them, and we want to encourage them in the work of the Lord. You don't know where they are at. So how can we help? First of all, let's be intentional about encouraging those who may feel weary. Our words, our smiles, okay, and prayers can be a lifeline to them, and you don't know who you're going to help in a couple of weeks' time, okay? Now, what if they're doing well? What if they're doing okay, everything's hunky-dory, you know, they're not ready to quit, they're not, you know, they're already striving. Well, that brings me to my next point. Help them, perhaps, to take the next step in ministry. Philippians 3, 13, 14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I remember at this point, I'm coming to conference, and I was done with conference, and I went back to Port Macquarie. My wife and I, we just continued to pray. We said, Lord, what would you have us to do? We felt like the Lord was moving us away from that ministry. We felt like that's not where God wanted us to be in that very moment. And we thought, what are we going to do now? What are we going to do next? I remember talking to several people here at Good Shepherd. I talked to Brother Pete. I mean, he's ready to get anyone, right? He's like, hey, you should... No, he didn't do that. I was able to see the print shop, and I was like, man, this is great need here. I remember talking to Pastor Hernan and seeing the great need of here in Brisbane. And as we continue to pray and we continue to pray and we continue to seek advice and everything, God eventually led us here. Some of you are like, yeah, I wish he didn't, but man, we'll take you. But the Lord led us in our next step of our ministry, and the Lord led us here. You know, many of our guests are dedicated servants, but sometimes they feel stuck. Maybe they're unsure of what to do next, okay? They don't know what that next step is that God has for them. You know what? We can inspire them. We can equip them to move forward. Now, we don't necessarily trying to poach them and say, look, you need to come here, Good Shepherd. This is the only church to be at. Which, by the way, is the only church to be at, by the way, if you're here already. If not, then you go to your church. But once you're here, this is the church to be at, amen? But we can help them. Maybe they're in the ministry, and maybe you're not equipped to give that advice, but those who can give that advice, perhaps you can give some advice to them. I want to be able to have that opportunity to give my testimony and say, hey, look, this is what we did. And we just prayed and we just trusted God. And if you trust God in the next step, you know, God will bless you. And if you're in that situation where you can't do it, hey, let's help another Christian get to that next step. Let's help them to keep moving forward for God. You know, we could share stories of God's faithfulness in your life for church ministry. You know, your testimony is so powerful. I don't know how many, we got lots of testimonies here, but tell them about what God did for you. If anything, you're able to give them a little bit of a faith boost by giving your testimony, and that could be the thing that will help them get to that next step, help them to get even further. You can offer advice, as I mentioned, some resources, okay? Maybe we've got books. Amen, Brother Jewel. We can help them. And I know Brother Jewel, he's very busy, right? During conference, he's like, oh, this is a book for you. Maybe we can offer them some of those resources. Maybe we can connect them with other contacts. I know SBP, we're going to be helping, okay? We're going to be telling them, hey, we can print your tracts. Hey, we can print your brochures. And we want to help them, okay? And as we're helping them, they're helping us to be able to get the gospel out to all these other places, okay? See what you can do to be able to help them, okay? If we offer support and practical guidance, okay, they'll feel equipped, they'll feel motivated, and which means their ministry could expand. It could bear fruit. And just think of what God can do in your life to be able to help another flourish in their ministry. Wouldn't that be an awesome thing to get to heaven one day and have a preacher come to you and say, you know what? I know you just smiled at me. I know you just asked me some questions about my ministry. But you know what? That's what I needed. Because you did that, I kept going. And these souls got saved. These people got baptized. This missionary, the guy was called out of our church. You just don't know. You just don't know what influence you have on another people. But we've got to care, right? We've got to love on them. Now, they may not be ready to take their ministry to the next level. Maybe all their needs are met. Maybe they're good for now. Well, that leads me to my next one. What else can we do, okay? What else can we do? We can provide practical and spiritual support. Galatians 6:2 says, "Bear ye one another's burden and so fulfill the law of Christ." You know, once the Lord had called us and we had moved here just a little over a year ago, I remember just the overwhelming support that you all gave us. Just being able to help us to move. We had help people. I remember the boys helping us move things in the storage. I remember people helping us with all sorts of things. And I remember your pastor just being so helpful, or Pastor Hernan, just being so helpful. And what were you guys doing? You were bearing our burdens. You were helping us. And that's what our job is. Many of our guests are not just tired. They often serve in challenging circumstances. We can help lighten their load in practical ways while also ministering spiritually, okay? You know, I know in our conference, we're going to be offering some meals. We're going to be giving them some good food, amen? We've got some pigs that are ready, right? Just wildly caught, amen? And, right? Amen. And we can offer refreshments. We can help out with transportation. How can you help? Maybe somebody flew in here. Maybe they need a ride, okay? Maybe we can help them with their luggage as they get on the car. I don't know what other things, but perhaps you can find something that we can help provide help and support for them. Hey, those that with families, okay? Sometimes the parents want some time away from their children. Maybe their children needs help, okay? Spend time encouraging the spouses, okay? Spend time helping the children, especially these missionaries, okay? They got 15 children, okay? Help them out, man. Go play with and entertain the kids. Do something. Maybe we can encourage the kids. Encourage the spouse, okay? We can pray. We can set a time to pray. And I know we've been praying all month long, but man, continue to pray while we're at conference. While you're at conference, perhaps God's laid somebody on your heart. Pray for them. Maybe you're seeing a need. Pray for that. There's things that are in the works that we don't know as the message is being preached, as people are being encouraged. There's things that we don't see but are going on. Keep praying for that as God continues to work. And it's going to be amazing to see once when we're in heaven to see all the things that God did because of this conference. It's a great investment. So how can we help? Well, we can encourage the weary. Then we can help make their next step. And thirdly, we can provide practical and spiritual help. And maybe you can't do any of that. Maybe you're too shy. Maybe you're like, "Well, who am I? I'm the janitor here. How am I? I'm gonna encourage a pastor?" Maybe you don't feel like that's your place. Well, you know what? Brings me to my last point. We can be a source of ongoing hospitality and care. Romans 12:13 says, "Distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality." I remember after the long journey of just healing and our family just healing and just being around you all and seeing my kids just get better and improving. I remember that long journey. But you know what? Now it's our turn. Now it's our turn to pass that on. Now it's our turn to be a part of conference and see who we can help. See, maybe talk to some of these preachers and see, are they going through the thing that we were going through a couple of years ago? Maybe they just need an encouragement. Maybe they just need a smile. Maybe they just need a phone call or a note. Or a good slow-cooked pork sandwich, right? I don't know. I don't know what it is, okay? But man, it's our turn. And perhaps you've gone through the fire. You've gone through the struggles. You know what it's like. You've been in the ministry. You're in the ministry. Hey, be in their shoes and think about all the things that they're going through. And let's say, you know what, I'm gonna do all that I can. I may not be able to encourage a pastor. I may not be able to help them get to the next step. I may not be able to help them with spiritual support. I don't know where I would begin. But hey, we can help with the hospitality part. Maybe we can help with some of the ministries that are needing some help, okay? Hospitality is more than just opening our doors. It's opening our hearts. We can be the church that helps them feel at home, safe, and cared for. Good Shepherd Baptist Church, oh yeah, that's the church that cares. I went to conference one day and they helped me. I went to conference and I was encouraged. I went to conference and I heard this message. You know, I went to conference. The message didn't help me, but man, somebody shook their hands, shook my hands and we got talking. And man, that was a great encouragement to me. Can you imagine Good Shepherd Baptist Church being the church known for a loving church, a caring church, a safe, a church where they feel at home? You know, this conference ought to be just a little touch of heaven here on earth. Wouldn't that be great? How can we help? Maybe we can help with some hospitality things. You know, we're looking for volunteers to help with cleaning each day, okay? Maybe you can help with just, you know what, I know how to vacuum. I know how to empty the bins, okay? And if you can help us with that, see Mr. Barnes over there, okay? He'll gladly point you in the right direction. Hey, we need some help with catering, okay? See the lady next to him, okay? She's ready to help, okay? Hey, here's another need. We need some ushers who'll be here for each night. Come see me or the Rod Father, okay? And we'll be able to help you. You all know who the Rod Father is, okay? If you don't, just come see me, okay? We need some help. If you know how to walk down the aisle and then hold a bag, hey, you're ready for the job, okay? And we'll tell you a few more things that you can do, okay? We need some help with that. We need some help with greeting, okay? On April 11, we'll have a working bee. We're looking to get a lot of people here to make this place look shiny. We don't want a single dust in this place, okay? We know that won't happen, but we can try, amen? Don't say, well, there's going to be a lot of people here, so I should be all right to not come. Well, what if everyone else thought that? Then nobody will be here, okay? So just say, you know what? Nobody's going to be here. I've got to be here, okay? Be here April 11. Help us clean windows, clean dust something or flush the toilet, something, okay? We'll have something for you, okay? Remember, if you come, there'll be free lunch, okay? I don't know what it is, but Lisa said it's going to be good, okay? I don't know what it is. It's mystery meat, but it's going to be good. Come for lunch at least. Now, if you'll come for working bee, don't come like 2 minutes before lunch, okay? And then eat lunch and then go. Come for the working bee, okay? Create a welcoming environment with just friendly greeting. You don't have to be a greeter to greet, okay? I'm not a greeter. I'm not part of the connect. You can greet. You can shake hands. You can greet people, okay? You can follow up even after the conference, okay? Even after the conference is over. Perhaps you can give a note to one of our delegates, one of our guests. You can call them. You can even visit them and think about all the things that have transpired here at conference. Maybe you can continue to remind them that they're appreciated even after they leave. Okay, we don't expect you to help everyone, but maybe there's someone that God's laid in your heart during this conference, and you can help be a help with them. Okay. So let's be a church known for hospitality, not just during conference, but before, during, and after. Okay, so those are four things. So the first thing we can do, we can encourage the weary. We don't know who we are helping. Okay, they could be going through a rough time. Smile, pray, offer words of affirmation. Next, help them take the next step. Share your experience, your testimony. Give them some guidance. Give them some resources. Next, provide practical and spiritual support. Care for their families, okay? Help with logistics. You got to give them a ride or take them out to eat or just praying for them, okay? Provide that. And then lastly, let's offer some ongoing hospitality and care. Just be here, smile, help out. If you see a piece of trash, pick it up. If a door needs closing, close it, okay? Whatever you can be, but be here and help out because this is a very, very important conference. There's going to be a lot of people here, and we don't know who needs this conference. So at Selah, who are you going to reach out with encouragement, okay? What practical, what things are going through these things? What can you do by way of service to help our guests feel at home? How can we as a church show that we value those who serve God tirelessly? They've gone through a lot. How can we serve those who serve? Isaiah 40, 31 says this, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Okay? Let's pray that God uses us to strengthen His servants and that our church will be known for love, for encouragement, and faithful support. After all, Selah means taking a pause and reflecting on what God's done. And I know many people who are going to come here in a couple of weeks are looking for that. And let's be that source and let's be those servants who will help them get that. And only time will tell when we get to heaven to know all the things that God was able to do with just the little things that we were able to put in just at this conference. Okay, let's pray. Then I'll ask Brother Joel to come up. Heavenly Father, we know we have a great responsibility. You know, you've made us stewards. And you've made us stewards of this conference. And we know many people, many pastors' wives, many missionaries, many children who are part of the ministry. And even those who are laymen at other churches will be here in a couple of weeks. We don't know what they're going through. We don't know where they're at. But Father, just as a steward of this conference, Lord, help us to understand the importance of this conference. And let's just buy in to the vision that we have for this conference. Help us love. Help us pray. And through the actions that we do, Lord, I pray that this would show. And then we can make a difference in the lives of someone who's coming to this conference. I pray, Lord, that we would just be a part of the team, come to the conference and do what we can to be able to do unto others, Lord, because we know as we do it to them, Lord, we're doing it as unto you. And Lord, help us to remember that, Lord. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Brother Joel.